Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
We remodel a prominent business and our entire economy on this week's installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm David Jackson, president and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber. We are glad to have you download once again this week. We are starting the first of quite the impressive six-week stretch of guests. We'll tell you about today's guest here in just a moment, but we're going to get into some details next week about a special Father's Day fundraiser that the Children's Council of Watauga County will have going on, very similar to their Marvelous Moms. I think this is Fabulous Dads, and we're going to get some insight on that. But we're also going to be able to talk some about childcare next week and some midsummer, almost midsummer at that point, adjustments that have been made now that school is out. Where are their resources available and what we can expect to see continue to evolve this summer for those that are trying to get back to work and know that childcare is a big part of that conversation. So we're going to get into that next week. We also have some important things going on here in terms of capacity for our larger outdoor venues. Kid Brewer Stadium, home of the Appalachian State University football team, announced, I guess last week, that they will be open at 100% capacity, not only for football season, but for the big Luke Combs concert coming up on Labor Day weekend. So we're going to talk with Doug Gillen, the athletic director at App State, about those two events, what to expect in terms of operational logistics, what it's going to be like to have full capacity fans in the stands again, and all while campus has changed a lot in that general area. So Doug's going to give us some feedback a little bit later this month on those two things. We're going to have another check-in with Jonathan Allen from Allen Wealth Management. He gives us the quarterly financial update, so we'll have that coming by the end of the month. And then Kevin Troyer, president of 444 Construction, is going to talk about some unique housing opportunities that are coming to our area. So for the bulk of June and even into July, we got you covered with some important stuff here. So let's talk about the topical things as of now. We told you we were remodeling businesses and the economy. That's the subject of the podcast, The Remodeling Business. We're going to talk to Therese Fogelman here in just a few moments. She is the owner-operator of the Chick-fil-A franchise here in Boone about their latest project. 8 weeks they were offline. Gutted their restaurant down to the studs on the inside, installed the dual-lane drive-through on the outside, and have completely revolutionized what was one of the most high-volume, high-sales businesses that the high country saw in the food industry, that being the Chick-fil-A of Boone. So we're going to go under the hood or inside the renovation and ask, number one, why they had to do it. If things were so good, what was it about the business that said we must remodel? You'll find out there's a very good and complicated answer to that question. But then also, technology has done so much for us throughout the pandemic. What is it that technology is doing to the new era fast food restaurant now? And how do businesses across the board need to think about the technology they use serving the customers that they serve as you're making decisions about physical space? This conversation is a lot about Chick-fil-A here in Boone, but it's really also about how you build an efficient business and some of the decisions that you may have to make operationally to get you to the point from an efficiency standpoint that you all want to be in. So stay tuned for that. Great conversation coming up with Therese. We have been talking for the last several weeks on this podcast about jobs, employment. That continues to be a hot topic issue, not only here in our community, but throughout the state. Therese Fogelman will touch on some aspects of that that have led to some changes in her operation as she opens the doors again. Opening the doors to the restaurant, but not necessarily the inside lobby. Chick-fil-A, like many restaurants, just not enough staff to be able to operate at the level that they would like. So they are holding back that element of their business right now and will have drive-through and catering operations only. And that same story can be told across so many different business models as we speak. Looking at boonechamber.com, we have a job center where we post jobs from all different kinds of industries. And in the last week alone, we have posted 9 jobs. Three of those in with one of our more prominent local businesses in the utility sector, and then the rest of those in the restaurant industry. People looking for work, full-time, part-time. If you want a job, you can get a job. And those jobs are paying quite well. We have also seen that our teenage population, now that high school is out for the summer, some of those folks choosing to get back in the workforce, especially as they become vaccinated. And keep in mind, that is still a real concern for workers and staff, the health of your staff. Are you able to get those folks vaccinated so you're not worried about the interaction with the public that may not be and your staff isn't? You know, we're still in the era where if you don't have vaccinated employees, you're still worried about contact tracing and that knocking out significant portions of your staff. So there are just a lot of things going on in this space right now. The best advice that we can give you, continue to follow the health and safety guidelines, even though we're in a more relaxed state than we have been in the last year and a half, doesn't mean that you can let your guard down. If you've got unvaccinated staff members, make sure that they are taking all of the precautions that they need, not only to keep themselves safe and healthy, but the employees and the customers that they interact with as safe and healthy as possible. And also understand, too, from a consumer standpoint, a lot of businesses still kind of all over the place in terms of their mask guidelines, social distancing guidelines. So be prepared. Keep a mask in your pocket. You may need it to go in one business and not another. That is the complete discretion of the business themselves. And we'll see if that normalizes over time. But for right now, that's kind of how it is. And we also have continued to see those disruptions like we talked about last week. One day a business is open. The next day, because of contact tracing, because of lack of staff, they're just not able to open their doors to the fullest of the capacity. You'll hear Therese talk a little bit about there being a conscious decision on her part to not understaff a restaurant. That is a decision that businesses are trying to wrestle with as well. We've talked about that at length here on this program and many others over the course of the last several months. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. You don't want people to have a negative experience that will have long-term impact on your business. So if you need 10 people to open your store effectively and you only have three, now you can understand why sometimes businesses might be slow to open those doors. And that's just one of the pieces of this that we're dealing with. So last thing on this subject, if you have a job that you would like to post on the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce Job Center, you do not need to be a member to do so. All you have to do is send a job description to info@boonechamber.com, as much detail as possible, including any links to applications, any links to contact information that we can put in that job description. We will post it on our online website. We're getting more traffic on that than just about any element of the site right now. So send us those postings. We'll get them up as quickly as possible. Full-time, seasonal, part-time, whatever your job is, we'll get that out there for folks. All right. So Chick-fil-A of Boone, freshly remodeled. I mean, they just let the first customer in on Tuesday. It's great to have such a high volume business back, but we are going to get into the weeds a little bit about the why renovate a successful business and what this renovation will do for the future of a business that's already been here for 17 years and is preparing for the next 17. Chick-fil-A of Boone and Therese Fogelman, the subject of this week's Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you, as always, by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce back with you. And as we promised before the break, we are talking about one of the most impactful business openings that we have seen in our community in quite some time. You can just tell by the amount of traffic that is heading to that side of town. Chick-fil-A is open again. And we are so excited to be joined this morning by the CEO of Mountain Meadow LLC, better known as the owner operator of Chick-fil-A of Boone, Therese Fogelman, joining us. Therese, welcome back. It feels like forever, but also about 20 minutes since you've been closed and now open again. Can't wait to hear how all of this went. But first and foremost, welcome to the program. It's always great to talk to you.
Thank you, David.
Well, so let's start at the beginning. It was gut-wrenching news for many, especially those of us that like our classic number one on occasion, Chick-fil-A closed for a brief period of time to undertake what is really a transformational remodeling of your facility. What led to all that? Why did you have to make that kind of change at this point in time and what has been a franchise that's been around for nearly two decades now?
Yes. So the franchise was opened in 2004. So we opened in 2004, and believe it or not, it's hard, you know, in 2004, there was not even an iPhone, hadn't been invented yet. It was a much simpler business. The technology was a cash register and a monitor. And since 2004, the world has completely changed. And the level of business that Chick-fil-A has experienced nationwide is just astonishing. And the folks that head up things at Chick-fil-A, the Caffey family and the executive committee at the corporate headquarters, they're very forward-thinking people. Years ago, they started talking about how we needed an app. We needed to have an app. And we also needed to layer in more sales channels as the industry language. It's called a sales channel. That was the only way we were going to be able to service the volume of folks that were coming to Chick-fil-A. So we were behind the times as far as our establishment, you know, being built 17 years ago. Technology had been layered in through the years, but there was only so much that could be put into the building because so much of the upgrades are actually to the systems of the building. And so that there needed to be demolition in order to create new systems. The building was gutted down to the studs. There's nothing left in the building that was there prior to 8 weeks ago. It's astonishing. So all new systems, all new technology, everything is new. And it's what we needed. We joke that we went from a bicycle to a Tesla. You know, as far as the sophistication of our vehicle for doing business.
Well, and you know, I think many people throughout various courses of business can identify with that technology overload where it's, you know, it starts out as something nice and complimentary and turns into the actual way that you do your business. Did you have a tipping point? Was the pandemic the tipping point even for having to have that realization that in order for you to be as efficient and as operationally friendly as you wanted to be, that meant major physical change to the way that you do what you do?
The tipping point was, I would put it at sales volume. So there's a certain sales volume that you hit in a Chick-fil-A restaurant that tips the scales. They have a bit of an equation of this size kitchen equals this amount of business. If we have this size kitchen, if we have these many fryers, then we can sell X amount of chicken. We had gone past that point years ago. We had grown past that point years ago. So we needed more equipment. We simply needed the basic equipment. We needed more fryers. We needed more grills. We needed more refrigeration. We have been blessed by the growth in Boone. You know, our whole community has grown, and it's a very healthy economy here. You know, the hospital has grown, the university has grown, and of course, that domino has spilled over to us. So we've grown faster than we might have otherwise in a town this size. So as we've grown, we've outgrown our vehicle. You know, we needed a new vehicle. The technology has helped. And I would say without the technology, without the capacity to do curbside and have a drive-through, we would have been ruined during the pandemic, as sadly so many businesses have experienced that. The hospitality industry has been hit. It's just horrible what's happened to the hospitality industry. I was reading in Restaurant News recently that 100,000 restaurants closed their doors during the pandemic. So without that technology, without a way to serve people outside of the building, we would have had to close our doors too. So the technology helped, but it was definitely not the tipping point for us. It was sales volume.
Therese Fogelman joining us on Mind Your Business here this morning, owner-operator of the Chick-fil-A here in Boone. Therese, kind of take us through what's different. I think people have driven by now. They've seen the exterior looks a little bit different, but that's really just the start of it. You said you took it down to the studs. What did you replace it all with?
Well, I would say our kitchen is about 4 to 5 times larger. So they reconfigured it completely. And there's so much more equipment. There's a larger walk-in cooler, a larger freezer. The flow, the workflow is incredibly efficient and very food safe. You know, we have such a focus on food safety. And now that's just been elevated. So in 17 years, Chick-fil-A they have continued to innovate. In the kitchen that I have had, you know, put in 17 years ago was a kitchen that our volume surpassed several years ago. So, but that innovation has continued with Chick-fil-A, and the kitchen is just astounding. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful industrial kitchen, which will allow us to grow again and grow our catering program and also just serve the volume that's coming. So the kitchen, I would say 100% better. So that's great. And then our drive-through area prior was very small. It was like a 4x4 area. And the innovation that's come in the last 17 years with that is they now make that like it's probably 30 foot long by 20 foot wide. It's its own business within a business, because over 75% of our business comes through the drive-thru. So that is just a game changer for us. And the ability to what's called expo, there are doors leading out of the drive-thru where we can take food out of the drive-thru and hand it off to the guest, and then they can pull out of the drive-thru line. So that's an incredible improvement. We have larger bathrooms. That's really nice. We have all of that's been upgraded. And then the multi-lane drive-through system is very fast. Yesterday I was out there working it, and I was like, wow, this is incredible. So that is such an elevation of the guest experience to have those canopies, because we all know the weather here. And it was just laughable to me yesterday when I was out there working under the canopies. And I thought about, you know, the 5x5 piece of red awning that was over the drive-thru box, and how every time it was windy, it's funny. The wind would be blowing 40 miles an hour and that thing would be swinging and people would be yelling into the drive-thru box, and we couldn't hear them because of the wind and they couldn't hear us. And what a difference. So now customers will have, there's heaters, there's fans, there's lights, it's just going to be a whole different experience in the winter.
We're going to step aside for a brief timeout. We're going to come back and talk more with Therese Fogelman. We're going to hear a little bit more about some of the technology and how that interfaces with the business, and also how you might be able to join the Chick-fil-A team if you are so inclined. You are listening this morning to Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Are you interested in getting the COVID-19 vaccine? Do you have questions about the vaccine? The COVID-19 vaccine is available locally, and all of the approved vaccines are safe and effective in preventing severe illness, hospitalization, and death. When you get a vaccine, you are protecting yourself and our local community from further spread of COVID-19. Show your love and get a COVID-19 vaccine. To learn more, visit apphealthcare.com or call 828-795-1970. You have a spot. Take your shot.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, visiting with Therese Fogelman, owner and operator of Chick-fil-A of Boone. As we mentioned, opened to customers once again on Tuesday after about an 8-week hiatus. Therese, you were talking a little while ago about the infusion of technology into the restaurant industry. It's not just your business. It's just industry wide. We have seen, especially in the last year and a half, so many people become reliant upon technology to aid their experience. The Chick-fil-A app has been probably one of the more innovative apps in the restaurant space, especially within fast food. How now does your facility match the technical abilities of a user to come in and experience your restaurant from that standpoint?
Well, the Chick-fil-A app is it is so well done. I was just showing a new employee how it works. It's very user friendly, and there are some misconceptions about it though. It's not like ordering from DoorDash. So I would say that's the largest misconception that people have about it. That say I'm on River Street and I place an order, that's not going to hit the Chick-fil-A ordering system if I'm on River Street. This app is, again, not like DoorDash, where if you order something on DoorDash, you can be anywhere as long as you have Wi-Fi or cell service. And that's going to populate and then show up at your door. The Chick-fil-A app is based on a system that's geofencing. So you have to be within the geofence of Chick-fil-A of Boone for your order to drop into our ordering system. This we deal with this all the time, where people are like, I ordered this and then it disappeared. So I would love for customers to understand better that you have to be within that geofence for that order to drop out of the cloud into our system. So, you know, and that geofence is not real big. It's the area right around our property line. And we've dealt with this today with several orders where people were like, you know, collecting orders from friends from their phones and then bringing them, you know, it was real interesting. We've had to explain this to several people today. So that's the basis of that. And then the other thing is that when you do press I'm here, which you have to press that at the end of your order, and then you have to be within the geofence for that to actually hit our order system. In no way does your order go to the front of the line. Your order just drops into a very long linear line of orders. And if there are 350 orders in front of yours, yours drops in at 351. So it's interesting how technology seems magical at times, but in essence, really, this type of technology is just allowing you to get into a long line. So I would say that people just need to understand that if they get in line, they're in line. And to create the margin and the buffer that they need to wait in line to get their food. Because there's no magical way for us to bump them up into further along. So it's interesting how, you know, we don't see the backside of technology, but all it is a different way to get in line.
And you've got more space to facilitate that now. Part of the remodel was restructuring the parking lot. So there's more space available for those that are picking up with the app, and all numbered and very easy to understand. What are some of the other operational things that you'd like to communicate here as you just open the doors again and people begin to experience your restaurant again?
So one of the things that Chick-fil-A is doing is they want to create sales channels for the convenience of our guest. So We innovate on that all the time. Like, how can we meet our guest where they want to be met? So the sales channels that are available to you as a guest at my restaurant are drive-through. You can come through the multi-lane drive-through and you can order face-to-face with one of our team members. Or you can get into the multi-lane drive-through and order on your app. And most importantly of all, push I'm here, because if you don't push I'm here, it never hits our ordering system. and then you don't have to give any sort of payment. You're just going to go through the drive-through line and we'll meet you on the other side and give you your food. So that's a sales channel, the drive-through line. you can come into our parking lot or near our parking lot and order on your mobile app and be assigned a spot by the famous gatekeeper, Scott Fogelman. And then when you're in your spot, you know, and you pressed, I'm here, then we'll bring your food out. So those are the sales channels currently. And we're very much looking forward to opening the dining room eventually. And we have a beautiful new patio, which we're quite excited about. But those two parts of the business, we're not able to open them currently due to not having enough staff to do that. So we want to serve our guests and we want them to get incredible hospitality. So we're not going to push on that and open it and it not be a good experience for you. So, but we're actively hiring and we hope to have enough team members to get those open this summer.
Well, and that's a similar refrain that is heard around the community and in all different types of business, just yes. Trying the best to get folks in the door. And as we wrap up with Therese Fogelman here, owner operator of Chick-fil-A this morning on Mind Your Business, if people were looking to join your team, what kind of opportunities do you have and how can you best help get folks in line, so to speak, for that part of the process?
We are advertising on Indeed. You can apply through Indeed. We also always take applications through our Chick-fil-A Boone website. We have a full-time human resources director who focuses 100% on that part of the business. So please apply. We have great opportunities. We are hiring for part-time team member, full-time team member, and restaurant shift managers. We have extremely competitive pay. We pay at the higher end of the hospitality industry pay scale. And then we also offer some great benefits to anyone who works here. So I just encourage people to apply and come join our team. We really do have a great time and it's a great place to work. People we just have a good time. We do a good job and we have a good time together.
Well, Therese, I can't believe you're going to allow me to say this first, but it's been our pleasure to have you on the program today. And we are so excited to have you all back open once again and look forward to talking to you again down the road. Best of luck to you and Scott and the entire team.
Thank you, David. And I'd just like to say thanks for all you and the Chamber have done for the community through COVID. It's been a pleasure to partner with you in the most difficult year any of us have ever experienced in the business community. You guys were a real light in the community. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate that. Hopefully that means we're right around the corner from one of the best years ever, too. So
yes.
Therese Fogelman joining us from Chick-fil-A. That does it for this installment of the program. We'll be right back with you same time, same place next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.